Halloween parties are one of the favorite places to try to hook up with a sexy ghoul or a sexy goblin or a sexy toaster. Anybody has dressed up to be like and made it sexy. You always want to hook up with it. And luckily for us, we checked the email and we did have quite a few emails in from people who met somebody that they want to call at a Halloween party.
Yeah.
And we decided to get a hold of Thomas because Thomas wants to call a girl today that he met at a Halloween party, and now she's not calling him back. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Thomas, isn't it like an unwritten rule about Halloween hookups that they just stay there? Like, there's never a real relationship that comes out of these things.
I don't think so. I think you can find love at a Halloween party. I mean, it's a social gathering.
You are a hopeless romantic,
sir. Find love anywhere if you know how to look for it. And apparently you do, Thomas. So who's the girl that you want us to call today? What's her name?
Alexa.
Alexa. All right. And how did you meet Alexa?
A friend of mine threw this huge Halloween party. There's a ton of people there. Mm-hmm. But this one chick in particular, this girl Alexa, I didn't know her, but she was dressed as a witch. Not like a sexy witch, but not like a horrifying witch. Just a witch.
A regular witch.
Okay, so she was a normal witch.
Totally.
She was a normal witch.
Okay. Did you approach her immediately at the party, or did you wait a while before you made your move?
I kind of watched her from a distance for a while. Like, she
nice.
Was in.
Nice, yeah. That's what I like to hear. I sort of skulked around behind her the entire party.
It wasn't like stalking her. I was just kind of like, everyone's going to check in, see where she was.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then when did you let her know that you had been watching her?
When did you strike?
Well, it's going to sound bad. I didn't strike, but I just couldn't figure out a way to get up and talk to her. I kept waiting for her to talk to someone that I knew so that I could ingratiate myself into the conversation.
Right.
But she was talking with circles of people that I didn't know. So I decided I was going to try and scare her.
Well, that's a good move.
You know what? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Because frightening a woman is a great way to meet them.
Yeah, what?
But, at a Halloween party, that's perfectly acceptable.
Mm.
That's why you take women to horror movies, because, you know, that fear reflex also turns you on a little bit.
Right, so you were hoping
to
scare the horny into her.
Exactly.
All right. And did it work for you?
Well, here's the problem. She was carrying around as part of her costume. She had this cauldron with her.
Uh-huh.
And it had like smoke billowing out of the cauldron. But I saw her at one point start to head down this hallway towards a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so I ran through the kitchen and there was another entryway into that hallway. So I hid behind the door frame.
Oh.
And as she passed by, I just jumped out and went, bah!
Oh,
wait. What did she do? Did she drop her cauldron?
She dropped the cauldron.
Oh, no. Did it break?
The cauldron didn't break, but it did spill.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it was dry ice if there was smoke.
It was dry ice.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
How are you going to clean that up?
Well, everyone at the party, all we remember about dry ice is what we learned in science class in fifth grade. So nobody wanted to touch it.
Yeah,
everyone was just freaking out, dancing around it.
Well, how did she take the prank? I mean, did she like it or was she angry that you made her?
So I immediately apologized to her, going, I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I was just trying to freak out. I was looking for a reason to talk to you because I think you're the cutest witch I've ever seen.
That's sweet.
I guess I made the wrong choice. I'm sorry. I scared you. Let me get you a drink. And she says, that would be great, thanks.
Wait, can I ask? I never asked. What were you dressed as this whole time? I need the full picture here.
I was dressed as Zombie Steve Jobs.
Oh, nice choice.
And I had just like a black turtleneck on, black pants. I had a big hole in my side,
yeah.
Like a rib sticking out.
Nice.
And one of my eyes was kind of bulgy. I have a friend that does makeup, and he made it look pretty gruesome.
All right, so
that's
you look like a horribly decomposed Steve Jobs.
Exactly.
Every woman wants that.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming as soon as she saw your costume, she was already on board.
Well, I don't know if she has a fetish for zombies or not, or if she's just really into The Walking Dead, but she seemed into it.
And how was the conversation between you two?
It was great. I mean, we just chatted about all kinds of stuff. The music was pretty good, so we danced for a little while.
Okay.
And then by the end of the night, we started making out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She had to take off her witch nose so I could get to her mouth.
And you were thankful that that was actually a fake nose.
In my inebriation, there was a moment where I was like, man, I hope that nose comes off.
You guys obviously liked each other. I mean, she made out with you and everything else, but have you talked since the party?
Well, she has not returned my texts. I texted her the day after, and I got nothing. Then I texted her again the next day, and still nothing. And I texted her again later that day, which I felt weird about. I hate playing that text game with girls. But
yeah.
So now it's been a few days, and I'm kind of wondering, okay, are you having second thoughts? Are you pissed about the dry ice? Did you find a burn on your ankle, and now you're mad at me, and you didn't tell me?
All right. So you really have no idea why she wouldn't want to talk to you.
I have no idea.
But I appreciate a man who overanalyzes just like a woman.
Oh, my God, so much.
All right, well, we'll help you out then. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Cool, thank you.
All right, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, the best way to make a first impression on a lady is, of course, to scare the crap out of her.
No!
The moment that you meet her. Women love that.
Yeah.
And nobody knows that better than Thomas, who is on the phone right now for a second date update. He actually met the girl that he wants to call at a Halloween party, and that's what he did. She was walking down a hallway, and he jumped out from behind a door, scared her so bad that she dropped the cauldron that she was holding. She was dressed as a witch and had a cauldron that was billowing smoke out of it. She ended up dropping dry ice all over the place, and then they had to call in a hazmat crew to clean it up. Well, not really all that.
Yeah, that got a little extreme.
I was like, really?
He thinks maybe that's the reason he's not getting a call back, but they still did end the night by making out, so she didn't seem too upset by getting scared.
Yeah.
But he hasn't talked to her since that party, and we're about to get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling him back.
So you can't think of anything that you did wrong besides the cauldron thing?
I'm taxing my brain, and I really thought it was a good night. I thought we had fun.
All right, so no explanation. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now then, see if we can get her on the phone and find out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Alexa, please?
Hi, yes, this is she.
Hey, Alexa, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Jubal?
Mm-hmm.
From Brooke and Jubal in the Morning?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I think we should, let's say it again. Make it more true.
We are Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently met one of our listeners, and he's been trying to get a hold of you, but you're not calling him back. So he asked us to get you on the phone and try to reconnect you.
Really? That's really weird. Who is it?
Well, his name is Thomas. Do you remember a Thomas?
I know one Thomas, a coworker, and I don't think that that's him.
Wow. So,
I don't know.
He
could be your coworker. I have no idea. It's a guy that you met at a Halloween party.
Oh, that Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that
was Thomas.
Steve Jobs zombie.
Right.
Well, Thomas emailed us because he said that you guys hung out at that party and he really enjoyed spending time with you, and you told him to text you after and you guys could go out on a date, but apparently he's tried and you're not responding to him, so he thought maybe we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. What a bummer.
What a bummer. Yeah, a bummer that we're calling.
I mean, you know, it's just a bummer. It's unfortunate.
What
is unfortunate?
You know, sometimes it's just, this is really hard. You know how when you meet someone and later on you realize that they're not necessarily the person that you thought that you were meeting?
Yeah. So he was dressed up as a zombie Steve Jobs. Did you realize that he actually wasn't a zombie Steve Jobs and that's what upset you?
You're not a zombie
pillar. Yeah, wait a second.
I guess in a weird way, yeah, you're right.
What? Wait, I am what? Right? You were upset that he wasn't a zombie Steve Jobs?
Well, you know, I thought the costume was really cool. I love Steve Jobs. And, you know, he had the black turtleneck. His makeup was really cool. And after I met him, I went on Facebook and I checked him out. And, yeah.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
You're not attracted to him, are you?
No. I obviously had a bad case of costume goggles.
Oh,
costume goggles?
Man.
I've heard the term beer goggles, but I've never heard the term costume goggles.
Oh. Yeah, you know, as soon as I saw him without the makeup, without the blood,
mm-hmm.
he just looks kind of like a different person.
What? He looks better without blood?
Well, sometimes when you cover up your face, you just can't tell what you look like at all.
Right. I saw his picture on Facebook without the makeup on, and it's just not what I expected.
Oh, no!
In other words, he's more attractive to you with a bunch of zombie makeup on.
That's so messed up!
That sounds horrible.
I know.
Oh, but, I mean, maybe he's just not very photogenic. Like, wouldn't you want to see him in person? And because, you know, some people aren't.
You know, I don't want to risk that awkward meeting of seeing him and in person and it still be a disappointment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, so remember that costume you had on? You think you could wear that right now?
All the time.
You know what else is awkward, Alexa?
What?
He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. And he heard what you just said, yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Thomas?
Oh, my goodness.
What am Thomas? I supposed to say to this?
Oh, my God. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
You're just more attracted to me when I have an eyeball hanging out of my head.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I know it sounds weird to say, but I just found you more attractive as the zombie guy.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. You were attractive enough to me to make out with me and dance and chat for like 3 hours. But once you looked at pictures of me without zombie makeup on, you were less attracted to me?
I went onto Facebook expecting one thing, and then it turns out that it's not what I thought it was going to be.
I don't think I'm a bad-looking guy. Am I really that unattractive?
No, you're not bad-looking. You're just not my type, and I just thought that you looked better as a zombie.
That sounds so weird.
Think about it like this. Say that I made out with Orlando Bloom, and then the next day I found out that it was Johnny Depp. There's nothing wrong with Johnny Depp. I'm just not into Johnny Depp.
Okay. Wow, that was impressive.
That's a pretty good analogy.
That is, yeah.
I don't know. But you're still Johnny Depp.
See?
Yeah. See, a lot of people like Johnny Depp, but I'm just more into Orlando Bloom.
I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, it makes sense. In a weird way, but it's like if I made out with Megan Fox and then the next day I was like, oh no, it was Scarlett Johansson. Maybe I'm more into Megan Fox, but I'm still going to be like, oh hell, I'd make out with Scarlett Johansson some more.
There you go, Alexa, using your own logic against you.
Uh-oh.
Somehow. I'm really confused, but.
What pictures were you looking at on Facebook?
Your profile pic?
I never even found your last name, so I couldn't do the proper stalking. I don't know if maybe your pictures aren't so good either.
That is a good point. You haven't seen her without her witch makeup on. I mean, yeah. She took her nose off, and that was it.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed talking to you, and I thought we really got along, and you even at one point stopped and said you're a really good kisser.
Well, you know, there was a lot of alcohol involved that night as well. So.
Oh!
You are
I can't.
Brutal.
I don't remember that.
God, how would you feel if the tables were turned on you right now?
Yeah.
Well, I would be understanding. Everyone has their preferences. You know, not everybody is going to find me attractive.
I call BS on that. All right, I tell you what. You go out with me again, I'll wear just the eyeball, and we'll slowly transition into regular me. How about that?
No, that's terrible.
That's a good idea, Thomas. Alexa, would you like to go out with Thomas again? Or for a first time, really, because you just met at a party and didn't have an actual date. Would you like a date with Thomas? We'll pay for it.
Come on, Alexa. This is your chance to prove yourself not so shallow.
Will you send me the other pictures and then I can decide?
Oh, my God. But do you even still want to go out with her at this point?
You know what? I do. I want to prove a point to her.
So it's less about the actual date and more about just proving that you're still good looking without zombie makeup on.
Yes. I want to show her that I can be attractive without looking like a dead person.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you guys will go out then, Alexa, if he sends you pictures and you approve?
Yeah, I guess I can do that.
All right, well, congratulations, Thomas. You kind of got a second date.
Almost.
Thanks. Dependent on the photos, I guess.
Yeah, if you pass the test.
Alexa, get ready because I'm going to send you some really good shots.
What?
I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Nothing dirty.
Yeah, just the way you said it, though. Uh-huh. Be on the lookout. Papa's about to send some really good shots to your inbox.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Hey.
Text in at 78592 that says, hey, I can't blame her. Most guys look better with makeup on. Hashtag no filter.
I love that hashtag.
Of course, about today's second date update. If you missed it, Thomas wanted to call a girl named Alexa. They met at a Halloween party. Had a great time, he said. They even made out a little bit at the end of the night, exchanged numbers. And then she wasn't calling him back, and he couldn't figure out why. When we got her on the phone, we found out the reason is because he didn't look like a zombie anymore.
Yeah.
He was dressed as zombie Steve Jobs, and apparently, from the sounds of it, had a really good costume with his eye bulging out and everything else. And she wasn't attracted to him when she went to his Facebook and saw him without makeup on. She's like, nah, he's just not my type.
If it makes him feel better, I'm sure that he's not the only one that's going to have to deal with that response today.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
You know, there's one thing to wake up after just a night out and seeing who the person really looks like in daylight, and then Halloween just really exaggerates that.
I do like the fact that she used the term costume goggles, though. Mm-hmm. I've heard beer goggles a lot, but I've never heard costume goggles, and that's apparently what she had. They did agree to go out again, maybe. He said that he has really good pictures and that he would send her those pictures, and he swears that she'll be impressed by that and they will go out. She said if she likes the pictures, then she will actually give him another chance. So good luck to those guys.
I know, she's so shallow. She had a great time with him, great conversation, but a couple of photos and it's over.
Well, and he still wants to go out with her.
I know.
Yeah.
But then when we asked him at the end, he's like, I just want to prove a point that I do look okay without zombie makeup on.
What's that phone call going to be like? She's like, listen, I reviewed the pictures. Finally go out with you. Yes!
Yes.
Yeah.
I told you.
I knew I was hot. Wait.
Which picture was the clincher? Yeah. Let me know.
Text in at 78592. Did any of our listeners experience the same type of thing? Any costume goggles from Halloween weekend? I would like to hear about that.
It needs to be its own hashtag.
Yeah. Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Move at 92.5.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.